Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello, welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue, alongside me is Mr. Joe Grande, and you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
And you forgot about Teddy.
Teddy, the show dog's here.
He's right next to you, too. He's
Connor literally in front and of you. Daniel are joining us again on the show.
Man. Yes, thank you guys for listening to our podcast all around the world. Check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we have so many great articles and blogs on there for you to check out and read. And call us up anytime, 1-800-420-1980, and go check out our IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at the number one, Christopher Wrights.
What up?
And I am at Joe Grande 52. Make sure you turn your typical into something special, folks. When it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website, LoranOils.com. Now, Daniel and Connor, you guys have been contributing, and we always talk in the office, and that's why I asked you guys to come on the show. And I know, Daniel, you have a great article that you shared with me in the hallway that I want you to share with all the listeners and Blue and Connor. What do you got there locked and loaded, brother?
Absolutely. So in lieu of the finals, the NBA finals, I have an NBA story for you
guys. As we're recording this show, there's four teams left right now, boy. Yeah. Lakers in Denver and Miami Celtics. Do you guys realize that this is the same four teams that were in
the bubble.
When the bubble happened, dog, no fans were there, no nothing. And guess who won that all?
You have your boys.
Los Angeles
Lakers.
Listen, I already told you guys this, dude. It's the Laker time, baby.
It's Lake Show. Now you know. After that trade, man, they got some LeBron, some talent around him. You see LeBron and them, they beat the Warriors without LeBron scoring any points until like the third, fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, that's not sports talk yet, but we'll do Cannabis Talk 101 sports talk coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming.
Go ahead, Daniel. Sorry.
So according
maybe
to
it is
Forbes,
sports talk.
According to Forbes magazine, the NBA has reached a deal with the National Basketball Players Association for the next season being 2023-2024, and it includes a clause of removing THC and CBD from the league's drug testing program. Also, the players will not be penalized for being high. Now, previously the policies against cannabis. Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree. So, previously, the policies against cannabis included entering the players to a treatment and counseling program for the first violation, and then after the first violation, they were fined $25,000 and sent to the program, and for the third violation, they got suspended and fined and sent to the
this
program.
Is,
do you
this
guys
is
remember
the NBA or this is
the NBA? Yeah. Do you guys remember the first players that were like hit with this?
Oh,
back
yeah.
in the days.
You know, what's his name? What is one of them that's always around?
Lamar Odom.
J.R. Smith, Lamar Odom.
The guy that's always with us. He's always hanging out with us. I forget his name right now. How sad. I can't believe it.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, no, he's a ball player. He was here just the other day. We just saw him in Arizona. Me and you interviewed him in Arizona.
Isn't he a football player?
Yeah, he's football.
We're talking basketball.
I know, but I'm just saying. You said remember the ball players when they first getting hit.
Oh, I'm talking basketball, though.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. I didn't mean you meant specific. Yeah, they all get hit with these fires.
Well, they all
know?
Do, but I'm just saying specifically basketball right now. And then you think about it right now. I mean, I felt bad when I mentioned L.O., Lamar Odom. I mean, the guy got busted and got a fine, and it was right after his son passed away, too.
Yes.
On a tragic accident. And you're like, you're going to give this guy a fucking fine after his son just suffered? Like, ugh. The dude, can't he smoke a joint and, like, relieve it? Like, give me a break.
Not even
a,
there's no, no.
There was, like, a part of me on during that time when he got hit with one. I was just so disappointed in the NBA for, like,
hitting him. Well, I think the thing is they tell you months in advance, you know? And it's funny because I think that, you know, if you had your son die and then, you know, they're telling you, hey, in 30 days you're taking a test. You're like, yeah, fuck that test. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit. At one point, you know, you're.
Nothing matters anyway.
Yeah, you're like, dude, I mean, come on. You know, okay, you're going to hit me for that and 25 grand. Done. I'll take it, you know.
Personally, I'd be applauding the NBA right now and other organizations such as, you know, the Big Three. Shout out to Tattoo. Shout out to Ice Cube. The Major League Baseball, hockey, they're taking a stand against opioids in sports and allowing players to use cannabis, whether CBD, THC, whatever it is. But the real question is, when are we going to see endorsements, major partnerships with corporations like, I don't know, ESPN, cannabis? When are we going to start seeing this stuff? What do you guys think?
You know, a good question, and I'll be honest with you. That is what, you know, I feel like we're trying to do, right? We're trying to bridge those gaps.
Normalize it.
Make it something that is as simple as, you know, you see Budweiser at the NFL, at the, you know, games. Why can't you see, you know, whatever brand it is, you know?
You go to any stadium, you know, you see Coors
Roosters,
Light, you
Roosters,
see this, you see
Roosters
that.
Roosters pre-roll, you know? I mean, like, why can't it be, why shouldn't it be, you know?
Well, the why is, there's one answer to the why, right? And that's federal legalization.
Yeah.
That's the one answer, and we all know that. It's not the elephant in the front room. It's the elephant in the front room that has the answer.
Yeah.
Right, there's the elephant. What is it? It's called legal federalization, right? So once that happens, then I believe the domino effect will happen for the NBA, NHL, and everybody else, NFL, and
everywhere.
Everybody else. Because now we've already seen, as you did, shout out Tat and of course Ice Cube for really making that decision, having the Big Three allow a CBD brand to be a sponsor of the Big Three.
Well, they don't test for cannabis either, though.
Yeah, they don't test for cannabis, and they use the CBD as one of the things. And I believe they're having, like, CBD in the locker rooms now for them. The crazy thing about this, I just found this out yesterday as I talked to Tat yesterday. The finals for the WNBA is going to be, the championship game is going to be in London. How dope is that? Because they have so many international players on the Big Three that they're actually taking it to London. I was like, damn, dog, that means you're going to London?
That's worldwide,
you know,
basketball right there.
It is. Big Three's making some noise as a professional, you know, sport right there. I just find it to be crazy as we see all these sports and athletes. Once again, when you look at that previous podcast we did and heard 75% of deaths are caused by opioids.
Man.
But these teams and these doctors and these pharmaceutical everything have no problem giving it to them. And to top it off, the highest percentage of white males is opioids. The more white males die from opioid abuse than anything else. So if you're a white man taking opioids, be very cautious. It's,
you know,
the number one killer for
you. You're not built for it.
Well, no, you're not built for it.
I'm just saying, it's the number one killer for white men.
No, you know what?
I won't be taking opioids.
Connor?
I promise.
Yeah, well, you know, it's... I think that there's a big understanding of why there's so much opioids, right? And I think you have to look at why. And it's because the people we've trusted the most... the pharmaceutical companies, and we have trusted our doctors the most to prescribe to us what will help us with the pain, what will help us with the stress, what will help us with the fear, the anxiety, these things. And what has been offered to us has been opioids. It has been Vicodins, and it's been oxycodone. It's been, you know.
And they work. I'm not going to say they don't work. It's just like anything else. When you abuse it, It abuses you and it hurts.
Forget abusing it. They're highly addictive.
Yes.
There's that too.
So let's not talk about, like, do they work? Yeah, they do. And they do say this could be highly addictive, and it can be. And I've taken opioids before. Like, I've taken a Vicodin before. I've never taken oxycodone. Actually, I took a half one once, and I was on the ground throwing up. And I was like, this is ridiculous, you know? And Vicodin makes me feel like shit, too.
Just last year, you guys, I was on so many opioids because of my ankle surgery. They gave me an overdose kit.
Yeah, like Narcan and
you know
all
what I'm
that.
Saying? Like, yeah. I was on so many opioids and I stopped taking them, going, oh, I can't take it. That's when I started using all cannabis products. It's the first time I was sitting there ingesting THC. And, like, I gave it up for my sobriety, going, I'm going to use more
THC. That's the first time we heard you say that, right?
No, I've said it before.
It was the end of saying it, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
But I don't, well, there hasn't been a time where I can say it so much, but you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, no.
There hasn't been the time where I say it. I mean, I'll say it. I tell people, I even tell guys I sponsor and work with, going, dude, like in the program, I tell guys, I went on surgery and I chose to use more THC products that I ingested. I didn't smoke a joint, but I ingested, I drank it. I remember Mark bringing me some liquid THC.
Yeah,
and I never felt high. I just felt this little cushion in my head going, hee hee, once. But, like, I never felt the old, like I used to feel, like when I used to get stoned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I never felt that way.
Too ripped.
But
I agree with you, man. So I think sometimes when you're in that much pain, you don't have a choice.
Oh, yeah, you need to take some opioids.
You take that, and it's going to take you through a, you know, a road that you don't want to go down. So you got to be careful, you know.
But I think, Daniel, there may be an alternative. And that may be high doses of cannabis, and it may be introduced to people, and that road that you go down, you know, may not be fun either, but it may be a little bit more sane, sober, and safer.
Or maybe
for
even
life,
doing what you're saying, Blue, higher dose of THC, lower dose of opioid.
You know, I want to hear what people out there want to, you know, their thought process. So give us a call, 1-800-420-1980. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
What time is it, folks?
Dime time.
That's right. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on IG, dime.industries. You know what? I got to give it up for Dime, because I'm not going to say the different company that I was around, but the company got upset with me because I had a Dime hat on. And one of the representatives was like, why are you wearing that hat, Joe? I go, look how dope their gear is. What do you mean, why am I wearing it? like, this hat that they gave me is 7 patches. It's so sick. Like, you'd wear this hat. And they go, and the owner of the company comes in and he goes, you know, right? I would, actually. And that's the one thing I need to do, like Dime does, is step my merch game up. Dime is on point with everything that they do. And matter of fact, Connor, you were just at a dispensary and you said Dime's...
Dime had a dope display at the Jade Room OC. I had it all set up with their carts, some big logos. Yeah, they had their product in the glass case.
And the product's fire.
It was looking good and it tastes good.
I use a lot of their product, like I said earlier, when I went through my ankle surgery. Those pins were just... I was sucking them down.
Me too. That Dime OG's got that taste that really be tasting like some classic OG. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That all being said, you guys, Connor and Daniel are hanging out with Blue and I.
Yeah.
And Connor, I think you got a little story for us too.
I do. It's a sad day in the cannabis community, as there was a farm in Trinity County that was raided despite the farm possessing a DCC license, and during the raid...
So it's a legal farm.
It's a legal farm, and obviously
the cops didn't know?
Like, the cops were aware that it was a legal farm, and obviously there's different kinds of licenses that you can register with the DCC, and just because you have a license doesn't mean it's necessarily a legal operation that you have going on. But you would think that a farm with a license through the DCC would get treated with some respect, you know?
Well, what happened?
What happened?
So they went in there and they seized plants, and the owner's dog was shot even though it was tied up on a chain.
Oh, I heard about that. Hold on a second.
Which is
find
awful. Awful, awful. And,
it was,
you know,
tied on a chain?
It was tied on a chain, and the
shout
dog...
Shout out to Beard Brothers. That's where I seen it. Beard Brothers. Look at this.
Pull it up.
Look at this. No. Keep telling the story. So this is the cops coming up to the gate. See the dog on a chain there. And they come inside the gate. I seen this. They come inside the gate. This place is a fully legal spot. And they just right away, the dog just comes at one guy, but he's on a chain, and the sheriff shoots him.
Yep, and you can see the dog, you know, limp in and try to go to its owner for help, and the owner couldn't do anything because the rest of the officers were surrounding him, and he had to comply with everything. So
and watch.
You know,
the dog's on a chain, though.
That's what I mean. What kind of bullshit is that?
So, you know, what does this imply with the cannabis community, and like how many other raids like this have happened that haven't been caught on camera, you know? Like it kind of sets a precedent for raids like that of, you know,
that cop's gonna be in trouble. I'll tell you what, I don't know how much further that chain was gonna go. Is gonna be his defense, right? And was this dog gonna bite me? It did lunge. It did look like it was coming right at him. However, you know, I don't know a protocol there. I'm sure they're going to be just fine from it. You know, unfortunately, they probably, because I know they have a new law that says, like, when police are in any kind of, active duty and something like this happens, they're exempt from any kind of, you know, fault.
But what is the act? I mean, I hear that, and don't get it twisted. I'm all for cops. I love cops, the good ones. The bad ones, and ones like this guy that shot the fucking dog that you walk in and see on a
thing.
How about you walk to the right? As I've watched the video, you could have went to the right. Went the chain looked like it was almost to the end of the chain.
It's funny is because the other guy walked right by it.
And he walked to the right more and walked by him. Like, and he was fine. There was a guy in front of him before he shot at him.
Yeah.
And better yet, how about this? Hey, can you tie your dog up tighter on that chain link that you have him on?
Yeah.
Before I shoot him? Warn me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Warn me. Like, I have Teddy right here. If my dog's doing something to you that you think, and I always tell people, oh, he's a puppy, he comes at people, but if you struck him, I'd be like, what the f-? I would go crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah. As any owner should, you know? And I was reading through the comments of the post. Jungle Boys had posted the snippet of the video and kind of gave context explaining it. And I was looking through the comments, and, you know, there were a couple people saying that similar things had happened to them, but the cops always had let them secure their dog, like, you know, get it on a chain and have it be okay, and then they proceeded with their conversation. So it seemed like this was not part of policy of what they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, shooting someone's dog is like shooting their you know,
child.
I mean, especially here in the U.S. I mean, someone made a joke the other day, said we treat our pets better here than we do our own people.
I mean, sometimes some people do.
You know, I mean, it's crazy, right?
But with personality like that, how can you not love?
I mean,
dog?
We have our dog right here on the show set that's just sitting right in front of us.
Dog.
I mean, he's just laying out, falling asleep right now. Just, and we all, it's just heartbreaking because.
So what county was that?
This was in Trinity County, up near
where it all goes down.
Yep.
I mean, the Mecca.
Did they say in the article, you know, and where did you get the article from?
So it was posted all over social media. Okay. I found it through Jungle Boy's Instagram page.
Nice.
And, you know, they were pretty much breaking it down that this was, you know, on a licensed farm, and that they probably passed hundreds of unlicensed farms on the way up to that raid, you know? So it's like, what?
Well, like, you know, was there anything that they, that they came up with and said, hey, they had guns on the property?
Let me read what I just found right now, too, on, I got from, which are very credible dudes, Beard Brothers, Beard Bros Farms, on IG, and you know the Beard Brothers. Yeah, those guys are always official.
Like I said, this sounds horrible.
I love those dudes, and they say sensitive graphic content warning. If there are no longer felonies for cannabis cultivations here in California, so let's just start there, right?
Wow.
Let's just start right there, the first thing that they wrote. There's no longer felonies for cannabis cultivation. So you shoot a fucking dog?
This ain't even a felony stop, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's not even a felony going on here.
Well, that's why I'm asking, though, because...
Let me continue reading.
No, hold on. But the reason I'm asking that, like, those things is because in my mind, I feel like if they came in that much force, there might be something that we haven't read yet that, you know, hey, they had
a meth lab back there.
There was a meth lab. Yeah. There was 100, you know, because usually you hear that. But you know, and I'm like, okay, and that's why I'm always the propaganda. But I mean,
you're hoping for the cops that that's the case.
Well, I'm not even hoping for them. I'm saying I can't believe if there's not. You know, I mean, I'm like, there's
exactly.
No way this is happening.
And even that doesn't give it enough justice. Tie the dog up. Tell me to lock my dog up, and then we keep moving.
Like, yeah. Tell me some other bullshit, so I could be like, okay, that makes sense.
So now this is what they write. This is from them writing this. Why would the sheriff's department show up in tactic gear and shoot and kill a citizen's dog that is restrained on a chain to do nothing more than gain access for a misdemeanor infraction? This is and should be completely unacceptable. These officers need to be held accountable. If a citizen shoots or kills a police canine officer, they get charged. So should this officer be charged? That's a very good point.
Did he do it with malicious intent?
I mean, did you see the video?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Didn't it look like it?
Yes, I did.
This is absolutely heartbreaking. They would have had to shoot me too if they shot my dog in front of me like this. I'm with you guys too, man. But they'd have to get me too.
That's what I'm saying. Is there something we're missing from the story? Because, you know, it's if they're not, man, this is fucking, you know,
wrong.
No, this is terrible.
And this is actually the story of the cultivator is at little_hill_cultivators. So that's the place in Trinity County. If you want to see them on IG, maybe go support them and help them out a little bit. Buy cannabis.
Get back on their feet, man.
Exactly. And this is a DCC license from Trinity County.
Let's get him on the show.
Let's try it. Seriously. Farm is waiting on local license. County inspection saw plants and called sheriff office. It should be a civil code compliance matter. So there we go. So the farm is waiting on a local license, maybe.
Gotcha.
That's probably the why, right? So you don't have a local license, but you have plants. That's still not a fucking felony. I'm not breaking any laws that you're going to give me I'm not going to go to jail for this. You're going to write me a ticket. Right. So you got to shoot me a dog for writing me a ticket?
Yeah, what?
And I'm hoping that he opened the door for him.
He let him in.
He was like,
the gate was
like,
there. It wasn't like I could have just left my gate shut.
And he wasn't armed. Like, there was nothing. He had his hands up the whole time. Like, there's no threat.
And
of course the dog's tripping. There's 20 guys coming in.
Yeah, they're walking in here up crazy. My dog trips off anybody walking up in here, too.
Yeah.
There's 443 comments on that. We need to post it on ours, too.
Yeah,
I think
we should repost it and see what people think on that, because it's pretty sad. And like I said, I was hoping, you know, for the world to say, you know, like, this guy's had a meth lab or something. But if this guy didn't have anything like that, it's just a cannabis guy. And this guy, that cop walked up and did that shit. We need to get that shit out there immediately.
Yeah.
Because that's a horrible thing, guys. And we want to know what you think. So call us up. 1-800-420-1980. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Yay. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Now, back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now, back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
Are you ready to live the life you crave at Elevation Nations? They have created a community where authenticity and adventure meets curiosity, a space for members to explore culinary adventure, travel, cannabis, wine culture, and unforgettable experiences, providing an access to an exceptional life full of elevations and elevated and expired seasons. At Elevations Nations, membership is key to having it all. Visit elevationnations.com to discover new possibilities. You know, it's rough, no pun intended, to come back after that story. Because that's Teddy right here is just right in front of me, and I'm touching his head right now. Just
he's all depressed. It's your pet. It's your best friend.
Ted heard the story. Look at Teddy. He's all laid out, pissed off about it.
What do you think, Teddy? What's on your mind about this?
What do you think
one?
About the story, Teddy? Exactly. Yeah, lays his head back down. It's a downer.
I don't want to talk about
down,
it.
Down, down, downer.
It really is. Well, you guys, I got a good story for us right here, you guys. Washington State will soon provide measures to protect employees for pre-employment drug tests for cannabis in many situations.
Let's go.
Now, on May 9th, 2023, Governor Jay, signed Senate Bill 5132 to lay out broad protections for employees who consume cannabis while imposing limitations on employment drug testing for cannabis. Now, employers must prepare to comply by January 1st, 2024. The bill's effective date. So we're not looking till next year, but you know it's passed now. The bill was sponsored by Senator Karen Kaiser, congratulations, who served as a chair on the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Now here's what the bill reads. This is kind of cool. It is unlawful for an employer to discriminate against a person in the initial hiring for employment if the discrimination is based upon A, the person's use of cannabis off the job and away from the workplace, or B, an employee required drug screening test that has found the person to have non-psychoactive cannabis metabolites in his hair, blood, urine, or other bodily fluids. Now, that all being said, you guys, have you guys ever... First off, shout outs to them out there
for real, Washington State.
But have you guys ever taken a drug test?
Yes.
You pass?
Yes.
When? Why? Who? What? When?
When I was playing semi-professional,
Soccer?
Yeah, over in England.
They made you, huh?
Yeah, we got drug tested for sure.
How many times?
I probably got tested 2 or 3 times in my year and a half. And like they do it like a random lottery.
Oh, so you didn't know it was coming?
Yeah, no. They'd get all of us out there at practice. There was like 100 of us, and they'd just be like, "All right, 5 of you lot, like you're getting your names read off." And so like I got mine called a couple times over the year and a half. Yeah, there was like 100 people in our academy.
So you were practically the 5% that got chosen many times?
Yeah, and they like did it a decent amount because, you know, we're in college. And
did anybody get popped?
Oh, hell yeah.
And, no way. Yeah, yeah, and what happened?
So it was like an internal process. Like, it's not like they took it to...
They didn't tell anybody else?
No.
They would just rip you inside the house?
Yeah, they'd suspend you, and then you would have to, like, upon first offense... You like, they ban you from training for 2 weeks, and then games as well. And then the second offense, you have to like go through like a rehab program, which is just going with your RA once a week and like talking about how you shouldn't smoke weed. And then the third offense was like a meeting for expulsion. Like you could.
We're taking this away.
Like
you're
out of here. Yeah, like you're not here for the right reasons. So
where was that?
In Leeds, England.
And what game did you play? What team did you play for?
I was playing
Manchester United.
Fuck no. Fuck them.
Liverpool.
Liverpool is my favorite team.
Oh, is it?
Biggest rival is Manchester United.
Of course, there you go. But those are two of the biggest right there.
Yes. So I played for Richmond International Academic Soccer Academy. And basically it was like a 4-year program for education. I studied sports management. Doubled with semi-professional soccer. So I was playing in the 7th division of the English football pyramid. And so we were playing like teams anywhere from all the way to Liverpool up to Newcastle, like down in like Birmingham. And like,
was the talent just amazing? Were you playing against guys?
A lot of different it's a different kind of game over there. And especially when they hear my accent and they're like, "Oh, you're an American," like, "I'm gonna fuck you up." Like
they want to come at you hard, huh?
Oh yeah.
Do they say it in your language?
Oh yeah.
Let me hear what their accent.
They'd be like, "Oh, you fucking Yank, bruv. I'm gonna fucking stick you, yeah? Fucking get your legs broken, bruv."
Liverpool. Like,
Yeah.
Are you watching Ted Lasso?
Of course.
Are you current with the season right now?
Yeah, I am.
Dude, that's another good show. It's on Apple TV called Ted Lasso, and it's all about soccer, but it's about soccer.
Yeah.
Right? Like for those that hear us, like hear me now, believe me later. It is one of the funnest shows. It's so cool. Every episode has a moral to the story. Like there's every time you watch it, you're like, this is cool.
It's a good like mixture of like actual comedy versus like having like a wholesome lighthearted show where like, you know, they have like the banter where they, you know, it's
so that's
straight,
the type of banter you probably dealt with.
Oh my god, right? Like straight
because
up,
an American coach comes out there, like you're the American player probably out there,
like Roy Kent, bruh. It's like on par with
the guys are assholes like that.
Fucking whistle, fucking run, like I'm gonna get you off the pitch.
That was
like,
just on the last episode. Run, you whistle, fucking wankers. Oh dude, when I tell you it's my favorite show. It is my favorite show, hands down. And then it was my
favorite show. It's called Ted Lasso.
And you see a lot of people dress like him for Halloween. Yeah. He had the mustache and the sweatsuit, the blue one. Dude, I was so on it. We watched it on the way to Vegas. Were you with me in the car?
Mm-hmm. Like that. Mm-hmm.
I was with whoever I was in the car with. I think it was Salar and somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. You
and I made them watch the show on my TV in the car. And I go, "Dude, you got to watch Ted Lasso. I've already watched the whole first season, but you got to get into it." And they died, loved it. But it goes hand in hand with what you're saying.
Exactly.
So anyways, you ended up not ever getting caught, or you did get caught?
No, I never got.
Did you smoke at that time?
Yeah, I was starting to get into it. Like, I'd say at the end of my first semester when we had our break, that's when, like, everyone would go and, you know,
light up. Oh, but you'd stop during the season.
You'd stop during the season. And then, like, once I knew I was leaving, like, because I decided that I was transferring probably, like, halfway through my last semester. So, like, at that point, I was like, I'm gonna fucking blaze it, man.
It's
like,
funny because during the season, I would stop partying too when I was playing college football.
Yeah.
I would slow down my partying only, but not the drinking. After the games, I'd drink like a fish. Yeah, right?
Easy.
And I'd get so drunk and be crazy. But, Joe, you want to do a bump?
You
want to
do all that?
Yeah, exactly. But my point is, I did that. But let me tell you guys my little drug test story. So, I'm about, I don't know what age, but I get a job opportunity to go work at this little company called IBM.
What?
Just a and, little one.
Yeah, and of course I'm living in the Bay Area, and it's going to be the job change of my life.
Dot-com boom.
You know what I mean? Exactly. It's that early dot-com boom, and I get the interview. I pass. I do everything stars and shiny. Joe, you have to go take a drug test. Why was I, did I stop before this? This is when I partied hard. Right? I stopped. I was ready to do it the night before the fucking test. I'm an idiot.
It's like
and
a sick game.
I decided to smoke weed with my boys that were there. And
I'm telling
and
you.
And I literally went.
The night before?
The night. Just how
you
shows
you knew
me
you had a test the next day?
I told them I was. Yes. Yeah. And I literally went, oh, God, you know what? I want to smoke with you guys. Maybe it won't be in it.
No, yes.
And of course, I went to take the drug tests, and you guys wouldn't believe it.
I failed.
And I didn't get the job at IBM.
No way.
Because I failed the drug
test. No, it's like a little game that the athletes play. It's like it's it makes it even like
funner just to
like try
you
and
you might get caught.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's not like anyone's trying to do it, but it always happens where all these people are just smoking right before the test, and then they get their trash bags with the diet cranberry juice. And
hey, for a long time,
gym.
It hit me hard, dog. Where I went on a spiral after that, like I'm just gonna, I just party harder. Okay, put this in front of me. Put that in front of me. I'm going hard.
Connor, take us out of the show in your Liverpool accent.
Alright lads, we're fucking done with this segment of Cannabis Talk 101. We're gonna fucking catch you next time with Blue and Joe Grande. Alright.
And if nobody...
If no one else loves you, we do.
You wankers! Peace!
We fucking do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.